We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
The Kid with Nine Lives.
Silence in class, silence!
Ozzy, you heard what Whistling Willie said. If you don't be quiet, he'll come down and pet you.
Silence, I said. Who's that boy indulging unseemly sniggering? Is it you, Clitheroe?
No, sir, not me, sir. Certainly not, sir.
Oh, quiet, Clitheroe. Have you done your sums yet?
It's no use, sir. I can't do none of these sums.
Clitheroe, your grammar will you never learn. I cannot do any of these sums.
Well, if you can't do them, what chance have we got?
Oh, give me strength. You said I can't do none of these sums, didn't you?
No, sir. I said I couldn't do none of them. I thought you were good at it. Well, Ozzy and me can keep a secret.
Ozzy and me?
No, Ozzy and me. We'll keep his mouth shut.
Keep what shut?
His mouths. Oh, don't some mothers have them?
Now listen to me, Clitheroe.
No, oh, excuse me. I'm interrupting you, Graham. I brought something for you.
Oh, yes, sir. What is it, sir?
A packet of bird seed.
For the last time, silence.
Clitheroe, yeah. Stand up.
Yes, sir.
Higginbottom, stand up.
Can't stand up.
What did you say?
He says he can't stand up, sir. He's got his braces caught round the seat of his desk.
You get my cane caught round the seat of his pants in a moment. As you know, in the school, we keep a number of pets, mostly rodents, which we use for observing your animal behavior in our biological studies of the lower forms of life.
Pardon?
Mr. Benson is referring to the white mice, hamsters, and guinea pigs we keep in the pets' room. Now, do you understand, Clitheroe?
Yes, sir. Thank you for telling me.
Now, for 1 week commencing tomorrow, your pet's room is being vacated for the purpose of redecoration. Now, I want some volunteers among boys to take the pets home and look after them. I'll give Mr. Grimes the list. Now, who will, volunteer?
Don't all shout at once.
It's nice meeting you on the way home like this, Jimmy. I didn't think I'd run into you coming home from school.
Why, what time does your school come out?
5 o'clock. Give over.
Are you coming to our house?
Yes, I want to apologise to Susan because I should have met her for lunch at 1 o'clock in the cosy cafe, but when I went for my bike, I couldn't remember where it was. My bike, not the cosy cafe, but I found it eventually. But the cafe, not my bike, because I'd remembered I'd gone to work on the bus, and when I got there, Susan had gone. What have you got in that box?
Your brains.
I'll thump you in a minute. What is it?
Well, it's a surprise, but you can have a peep. Just lift the lid with your finger.
Let me see. I'll just have a go. Ow, I've been bitten. Oh, look what it's done to me. What is it?
Don't you know, Alfie? That's your finger.
No. What's in that box?
It's a guinea pig. Hey, and it's bitten you. Oh, heck, Alfie, you'll get distemper.
You mean bad temper? What are you doing with a guinea pig?
It's one of our school pets. I'm looking after it for him.
What for?
Half a crown. Oh, you weren't supposed to know that.
That's all right. I won't tell on you.
You better not, or my guinea pig will be having your legs for his supper. Oh, he is nice, Alfie.
Your mum won't like him.
I'm doing this for the school, the teacher asked me. So she's bound to be pleased when she sees my guinea pig. The only thing that's worrying me is that tiny wagging tongue.
Well, the guinea pig?
No, yours.
I've told you, I won't say anything about your guinea pig or your half crown.
Good. Come on, then. Let's go in.
Oh, there you are, Jimmy. Oh, hello, Alfie.
Hello, Mrs. Guinea Pig. Oh, hey.
Oh, what's the use?
Guinea pig? Now, why the... Jimmy... What have you got in that box?
I'll give you 3 guesses, Mum.
We're having no guinea pigs in here, if that's what it is. You never look after your pets, so you're not having any.
Oh, but, Mum, it's one of the school pets. The teachers want us to look after them while the room's being decorated. We've all got them. Charlie Thompson's got 2 hamsters. Ozzy's got 3 white mice.
And that's all you've got? 1 guinea pig?
No, he's got half a crown.
Half a crown? Yes,
Mum, but it's a reward from the school for looking after it. It's only for a week and you should see it, Mum. It's smashing.
Take it back.
But, Mum, it's lovely. It's got whiskers.
I don't care if it's got sideboards and a beard. I'm not having this house turned upside down with that thing. Just to put some easy money in your pocket, it's going back.
But they'll want the half crown back as well.
Take it back to school at once.
Oh, all right, Mum. Alfie, I'm sorry the guinea pig bit your finger and made you yell.
Ah, hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, it should have bitten your head. You'd never have felt it. Oh, dear. Oh, what a night.
Jimmy, are you asleep yet, son? It's after 11 o'clock.
How can I sleep, Mum? The rain banging on the roof, the wind howling, the window rattling. I'll bet our Susan's frightened to death.
Well, why didn't you get up and close the window?
I couldn't. Had me head under the bedclothes.
It's a good job I did peep in. With this rain, by the morning, your bed would be floating down the stairs.
Thanks, Mum.
It's not a fit night for a dog to be out, as your granddad says.
Just before you send him out for the coal.
All right, funny boy. Come on, you just get some sleep. I'll turn off your bedside lamp for you.
Thanks, Mum. Good night.
Good night, Jim. Sleep time.
Mum?
Yes, son?
You know Ozzy? He sleeps with the lights on. He's scared.
Yes, well, he's a bit of a baby. Good night.
He thinks ghosts and things might come in his room. Soft, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Now off to sleep with you. Good night.
Oh, she thinks I'm scared. Daft. I'm not, Ozzy. Oh, no school tomorrow. Smashing. Oh, a bit of wind doesn't scare me. Help! What's that? It's a cat. It's only a cat. Where's that blinking lamp switch? Oh, here. Poor little Moggy. It must be frozen out there. Oh, you poor little thing. Puss, puss, puss. Come on to Jimmy, then. Oh, you're soaking. Here, roll on the bed and get dry. Don't shake yourself on me. I know, I'll dry you on my vest. It's Saturday tomorrow, I'll get a clean one. There you are. How's that? Ooh, you don't have pong of rain. I think that's what you're pong of. Oh, sorry, puss.
Now, Jimmy, why have you put the light back on? What's that?
What, Mum?
That thing you're trying to push under the eiderdown.
That's me hand. Oh, heck. Come out, you daft puss. It was outside me window in the rain, Mum, crying.
I don't care. I've told you about having animals in this house, especially cats. I don't like them. You can just put it back outside.
Oh, Mum, it was so wet and cold and hungry and crying in the rain, and you said it's not fit for a dog to be out. And if dogs can't go out, neither can cats. And if I put her out, she'll catch pneumonia and die, and I'll be a cat murderer.
What's all this about?
Please, Mum, let it stay here tonight.
Oh, all right. But it's got to be out of this house tomorrow morning, before breakfast.
Oh, Mum, you're not going to send a poor cat out on an empty stomach.
There's the morning paper, Father. Breakfast won't be long.
Oh, well, thank you, my dear. Help Jimmy up early. Has he sent the cut away you told me about yesterday?
Yes, he's just taking it out now. Tears in his eyes as though it was going to be executed.
Oh, well, no doubt he'll forget all about it by tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm back, Mum. Good morning, Grandad. It's a broad, bright day, the new, you know.
What's happened to you?
Nothing.
You sound very cheerful, Jimmy. Your mother said you went out crying.
Oh, you mean the cat? Oh, I was upset, but then I thought of something.
What do you mean?
I thought it's no use crying over spilt cat's milk.
Go on, Father Pat.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Susan.
Morning, dear. Oh, Susan, do you have to come down to breakfast in your curlers and dressing gown?
Oh, Mother, after all, it is Saturday.
Is that a dressing gown?
It's a kimono, if you must know. Mother, I don't want much breakfast, thank you.
Just a bowl of chop suey.
Good morning, dear brother. Have you got rid of your cat yet, Dick Whittington?
Yes, Widow Twanky. Ma'am, I'm just going to phone Ozzy. It won't be long.
Well, hurry up. Your breakfast is nearly ready.
Dick Whittington's cat came back as soon as it was needed. And mine's going to be needed, with Ozzy's help. Oh, heck. Hope he hasn't found the lump of plasticine I put in his bag of fudge. Hello? Is that Ozzy? Jimmy Clitheroe here. Your best pal. First of all, before you start on that fudge, I wanted to... You've eaten it? All of it? No, I don't want any. Yeah. I'll bet it lasted. Well, if you liked it, I'll get you some more tomorrow. But I want you to do something for me first. Lend me something for a few hours. No, not money. I want to borrow one of those tame white mice.
Football match this afternoon, Father?
Not this week, Pat. The first team's away. I will just put the telly on and watch the rugby. Won't we, Jimmy? Jimmy?
No more, thanks, Grandad.
No more what?
I've had two cups. Hey, Mum, are you sure our Susan went up to her bedroom?
Well, of course she's changing to go out with Alfie. What do you care, anyway?
Oh, I don't care.
Well, come on, Jim, let's go to another room and watch the telly.
Oh, not yet, Grandad. It's too loud to hear her. I mean, it's too early.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, I'm going to switch it on anyway.
And I'm going down to the shop so you can stay here on your own.
Oh, don't go yet, Mum. There's somebody at the front door. Sit down, Mum. I'll see who it is.
What's happened?
Susan screamed. At last.
There's a mouse in my room. It was in the wardrobe. A mouse, I can't bear them.
She hates mices to pieces.
No, calm yourself, Susan, calm yourself. Look at you coming downstairs in your underwear.
Oh, well, I was frightened. It ran over my foot.
And stamped on a big toe.
Get out of here.
All right, Susan, I'll get your grandfather to go up and catch it. But first of all, I'd better get a coat for you to cover yourself up.
Oh, I can't stand those horrible little things. Ugh.
Come in, Alfie.
Hello. Oh, Susan.
Oh, Alfie.
Jimmy, how dare you?
What's going on here? Susan, what are you doing? On audition for the windmill?
I'm sorry, Susan. Jimmy, you should have warned me that Susan was in... She looked like that.
She looks worse without her makeup.
Here, Susan, put this coat on. Jimmy, I'll talk to you later.
Now, what's all the screaming about?
Oh, it's Susan. There's a mouse in her room.
Is that all? Well, I'll soon fix that. Pat, hand me the poker.
Oh, wait a minute, Grandad. Don't...
You... If you want to come with me, hurry up now, Jimmy. Well, thanks, Pat. Are you coming to join the hunt, Alfie?
Oh, no, Mr. Sinclair. No. I couldn't kill a mouse with a poker.
No, but if you used all your strength, you might bruise it a bit.
Come on then, Jimmy.
Right, Grandad. Don't be afraid, folks. We'll save you all.
Mrs. Clitheroe, I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to look at Susan. I mean, I didn't know that she hadn't... But Jimmy didn't tell me she walked about in it. I'm sorry.
We understand, Alfie. I think.
He it wasn't your fault. Anyway, I wasn't expecting you for an hour.
No, you see, I wanted to get here early so I could see your granddad about borrowing your undies. He's playing, I mean. I'm making my mum an ironing board.
Well, I should go and have a look in the tool shed, Alfie.
Well, if you're sure it's all right.
So, you see, Grandad, there's no need to kill it. Just find it and I'll take it back to Ozzy.
So you put the mouse in Susan's wardrobe just to scare the pants off the life out of her?
No, Grandad. Come to think of it, it very nearly did scare the pants.
That'll do.
All right. I was just hoping that if me mum thought we had mice, she'd let me keep the cat.
But you took the cat away this morning. You did take it away, didn't you?
Well, yes and no.
Jimmy, have you got that cat up in your bedroom?
Of course not.
Where is it?
In your tool shed.
Oh, you're a scamp you are. Now, when your mother...
There's the mouse, Grandad, near the window.
Where?
There. Quick, grab it. Oh, heck, it's gone out of the window.
Good riddance.
But it's the school's. I'll have to pay Ozzy £2 to buy another one. And I'm broke.
Well, you'll just have to get yourself out of trouble for once. You started all this trouble with your cat. The mouse is gone, Susan. Now you can go up and finish getting dressed now.
Oh, thanks, Grandad.
Don't mention it. And the next time you're attacked by the monster from the mouse hole, just remember to send for the big game hunters, Jungle Jim and Jock Tarzan.
Oh, get lost, you silly infant.
What's up with Lady Godiva there?
Oh. All right, that's enough.
Hey, Pat, where's Alfie? Has he gone home to hide his blushes?
Oh, you're as bad as Jimmy. Alfie's gone to borrow your plane from the tool shed.
From the tool shed? Oh, out of me way, Grandad.
Oh, what a shock. I opened the door of the shed and a wild animal leapt at me.
A wild animal? It was just a wee cat.
Yeah, but it flew across the shed and spat at me.
It was only trying to wash you. That's what they do with kittens. They get...
Jimmy, where did you put that cat this morning?
In the tool shed, but Mum, I didn't know if we would be daft enough to go...
Quiet. You disobeyed me, Jimmy.
I didn't, Mum. You said to take it out of the house. You didn't say how to take it out of the garden.
Jimmy. Now, come with me. Come on, come along.
Oh, Grandad, I didn't think you'd be cruel to the poor little thing.
Listen, I've got an idea. Now, you lost Ozzy's mouse, didn't you?
Yeah.
We'll take him the cat. He'd look after it. He's fond of animals, isn't he?
You're right, Grandad, he is. It'd be worth £2 as well. Oh, but Mr. Higginbottom can't stand animals. Funny that, because he likes Ozzy. Don't worry, Puss. You like Ozzy. His father's a bit of an old bear, but Ozzy's okay.
Yes. Oh, it's you, Clitheroe.
Yes, Mr. Bear, Higginbottom.
Well, what are you up to?
Is your Ozzy in?
Yes.
Can he come out, please?
No.
Oh, shall I come in, then?
No.
Oh, can I shout through the door to Ozzy?
No.
Does he get time off for good behaviour? No.
Now then, don't try and be clever with me.
But Mr. Higginbottom, if he can't come out and I can't go in, will you tell me what I can do?
Don't tempt me.
Well, it's like this, Mr. Higginbottom. Ozzy lent me a mouse this morning and I've lost it, so I owe Ozzy 2 shillings.
Oh, and you've come to pay him? Well, that's all right, son. Give it to me and I'll put it in his money box.
I haven't got it.
Well, go home and get it, you little twerp.
His mouse, so I've brought him a cat.
What for? So he can lose the rest of his mice? I'm not paying £2 each for white mice to feed your cat.
He could train it just to catch the rats.
And what makes you think we've got rats in our house?
Don't tempt me.
What?
Doesn't it tempt you, the cat?
Look, we don't want a cat, especially from you.
Well, couldn't I just have a word with Ozzy?
No, you can't. You must know he's in bed. He came back from the dentist feeling a bit sick.
Why, did he have gas?
No. He swallowed the cotton wool pad.
Crikey, he'd eat anything. Cotton wool, plasticine. You should call him Ozzy the Ostrich.
All right, all right. That's enough. Now clear off, you and your cat.
All right, goodbye. Come on, Puss. Back to the tool shed. No, we'd better make it the greenhouse, that's it. Then on Monday, I'll take you to school and see if Hum Your Pete'll have you.
Jimmy, is that the evening paper you got?
Yes, Grandad, but it's my turn this week. You had the comic page first last Saturday.
Now, don't be silly. I'm only interested in the half-time scores.
Why don't you wait for the final results on the telly? Every Saturday you get worked up for nothing.
I do not get worked up.
Oh, no? What about last week? At 4:30, you were red in the face shouting you had 8 draws. And at 6:00, you were flopped in a chair, all white, with 1 away and 7 homes.
Now, don't exaggerate. Give me the outside of the paper and keep the middle yourself.
Oh, thanks, Grandad. Here you are.
Thanks. Now read your comic page and keep quiet.
Don't you read this bit, Grandad? The personnel column.
What, that rubbish?
Oh, it's smashing. All the mysterious messages. Listen, I'll meet you at F, love M. Come home, son. All is forgiven. I found your father's teeth behind the clock.
Where does it say that?
It doesn't. Ozzy told me that one. There's always some good ones, though. Widow wishes to meet widower with... £1 reward. Lost. Black cat with 2 white paws. Cuddles. Can meet you at... the 2 white paws? Wait a minute. What's that number? 7643. Grandad, You can have the comic. I've got to make a phone call. It's a matter of money.
Now, just a minute. This is Clitheroe's, isn't it?
Yes, this is the house, and we did have a cat that answered that description, but it's not here now.
Oh,
Jimmy, come here a minute.
Yes, ma'am, what is it?
This gentleman has called about the cat you found.
Oh, smashing. Well, if you just...
Yes, and I've explained how you took it to Ozzy's.
Oh, yes, well, I did take it to Ozzy's, but...
Well, where is it? Ozzy's, whatever it is. I want my cat, do you hear? Do you hear what I'm saying, boy? I want my cat, he's my only friend.
I'm not surprised. Look, I'll go and get your cat for you.
No. You wouldn't keep it, so if someone else has, they get the reward. Oh, I can't understand people who don't like cats. I just don't trust them.
Oh, thank you very much. Jimmy, show this old gentleman how to get to Higginbottom's.
Yes, ma'am. Come on, mister. I'll get your cat for you.
Well, what an old narc. Jimmy's welcome to him.
Well, that's amazing, Mr. Sinclair. All we've got coming up in our garden are weeds and bones the dog next door buries. Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Clitheroe. Did you want to get past?
No, you sit where you are, Alfie.
Well, they're not just coming up, Alfie. They're in full bloom. Come on out to the greenhouse and I'll show you.
Well, I don't know how you do it. My dad's tried everything. Chemicals, bone meal, fertiliser, but he doesn't grow. The flowers, not my dad, I mean. Grow. I mean.
Well, you see, Alfie, it's all a matter of careful preparation. Now, as soon as the summer is over...
But your mother distinctly said you'd taken Cleopatra to Ozzy's.
Cleopatra?
My cat, Cleopatra, you silly boy. That's my cat.
I heard you.
Don't you be cheeky.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Look, Cleopatra is in the greenhouse, I tell you. Come on and I'll collect her. And then I collect the pound, don't I?
If it's Cleopatra, you do, yes.
It is. There's the greenhouse. You'll too... Oh, heck. Alfie, don't open the door.
After you, Mr. Sinclair.
Close it, Alfie.
Help, it's gullied again.
A blinking cat.
That was Cleopatra. You frightened her. You brute. Take that.
Oh, hey, have you gone mad?
What's the idea?
You'll find out if you don't get Cleopatra back and bring her to my house. I'll have the police on you for kidnapping her.
Don't you mean catnapping?
Don't you be funny.
I'm not being funny. You better help me catch Cleopatra, or I'll lose a pound, and you'll be up the Nile.
Oh, all right. But I don't know why I always keep falling for you, Atreus. Oh, Jim, I can't keep this pace up. I've got to have a rest.
If we don't find that cat, you'll get about 5 years' rest in Dartmoor. Oh,
look, it wasn't all my fault.
Who let the cat out?
Well, I did, but...
When I put it safely in the greenhouse to protect it for the old fella.
Oh, now, listen to me.
Quiet.
Don't you tell me...
Shush!
That...
I've seen it. There, on the roof of that shed.
Where?
There. And there's a ladder near it. Come on.
Now, be careful. You might just fall off that ladder.
I won't fall off. I'm going to hold it for you. Easy does it. Come on.
All right, but hold it steady. Here I go. Now, keep calm, Puss. Uncle Alfie will rescue you. Nice, Pussy. Puss, 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 Puss. Look out! Jimmy, out! Oh, me back.
Alfie, don't move. The cat's just near your hand. When she sniffs, grab her. Now!
Got you, you beast.
Yeah, what are you doing? What's the game? You let go of my wife's cat, you thieving. Let go of Blackie.
Oh, heck, Alfie. You've pinched the wrong moggy. Come in, Alfie. Mum will give you an aspirin.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Oh, me head.
Alfie, what's happened to you?
He grabbed hold of our cat, only it wasn't ours, and the old cat's father belted him.
It's all right, Mrs. Clitheroe, but I'm sorry we couldn't find the cat.
Well, I know. 2 minutes after you left, it came back here. Father's taken it round to its owner.
Oh, well, I want the reward. After all, I kept it and...
You'll get your reward, all right. A darn good spanking. I've heard all I want to hear about cats.
Good night, Mum. I'm sorry for being naughty.
All right. Good night.
Thanks for letting me have the pound reward.
Oh, don't thank me. You thank your soft-headed granddad. Now go to sleep. Good night.
Oh, what a weekend. Oh, no, not again. Oh, don't some cat's mothers have them?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, with Derek Giler, Jack Watson, and Tony Melody. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Everything's all right now. Mam's got used to Cleopatra coming round on stormy nights. And the old fella who owns her gives me 2 bob every time I take her back. If the bad weather keeps up, I'm going to buy a new bike. Ta-ra!